Green light's right.
And when it's red.
I'll turn some of the lights on.
Okay, thank you, April. Good evening and welcome to our portion, the planning and development portion of the meeting. Just a quick couple housekeeping items because we do have a new sound system in here and new microphones. Supervisors, when the light is green on in front of you, your microphone is working. Andy, yours is not. Thank you. We'll go ahead and start the meeting. And if anyone can't hear, please speak up and let us know because it's a brand new sound system in here and new lights and everything. First off, we have some items that are going to be tabled. Items 6, 7, 8, and 9. I would entertain a motion to table those items. Roll call, please.
Don't you need to, doesn't need to be?
Does not.
No?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
The beginning of the meeting?
No.
No, not anymore?
Not necessary.
I make a motion to table items 6, 7, 8, and 9.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker. Do I have a second? Second by Supervisor Underhill, Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, those items 6, 7, 8, and 9 have been tabled. Item number 5 is the comprehensive plan amendment from the Town of Salem. Public hearing on proposed comprehensive plan amendment. Town of Salem, 9814 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Brad Zelke, Land Use Coordinator, Town of Salem, 9814 Antioch Road, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Agent, requesting an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County to 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, from medium density residential to park and recreational and street and highway right-of-way on part of tax parcel number 66-4-120-281-2100, located in the northeast one quarter of section 28. This is in the town of Salem.
Excuse me.
Andy?
Here on the screen. Oop, one moment. On the screen, you can see the area that's being requested for the comp plan change in the different areas going from medium density residential to street and highway right-of-way in the north, east, and south, and then also the middle section going from medium density to park and recreational.
Brad, could you please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here?
Bradley Zelke, Town of Salem Land Development Coordinator. My address is 9409 70th Street, Kenosha, Wisconsin. In an effort to obtain grant money for the development of this recently purchased park property, it became apparent that we needed to update our Park and Open Space Plan 2020, and at the same time we wanted to update and amend our Comprehensive Plan 2035, so they all coincided together, and at the same time adopt the Park and Open Space Plan as a attachment for the Comprehensive Plan. The Plan Commission adopted Resolution 13-03-27, approving the amendments, and the Town Board also adopted Ordinance 13-0408 last Monday night, approving the amendments.
Thank you. Is there anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Yes. Yeah. Could you please step up to the microphone and state your name and address for the record, and Mr. Zelke can address your question.
Bonnie Monroe, and I live on 104th Place.
At this time, that is being shown as additional right-of-way for a future road. I believe that might actually be access into the park. I'm not positive at this time, though, but it is being reserved as right-of-way. It is being reserved as right-of-way. The potential is there for a future road or for access into the park.
Access, yeah.
Yes.
So if we, I know I've talked to some of my neighbors, if we don't want that opened up to access, what do you do? And what would the procedure be? Since there is access on the other side where the actual driveway is.
That was to be a part of entrance.
Correct. And so you do not intend to open this area up to traffic? Concerned with what stand up. You think line that if that was going to be opened up. Currently, there's a fence there, fencing off the property, and protecting anybody from going in there from the road. So that was just a concern.
Right. The only portion of this that we're dealing with tonight is changing the comprehensive plan. So there is no plan right now to cut that road into.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Questions from the committee? Seeing no questions, this has been approved at the town level. As Brad had stated, do I have a motion? Okay, go ahead, Andy.
This item, as well as the other items tonight that will be heard, were published in the Kenosha News as a Class 2 notice. It was published on March 28th and April 2nd, 2013.
Thank you.
No, he already stated.
I make a motion to approve the comp plan amendment.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Skolitsky. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
I will need a roll call vote. Youth and Governance, Colin?
Aye.
Youth and Governance, Bianca?
Aye.
Supervisor Underhill?
Aye.
Supervisor Decker?
Aye.
Supervisor Dodge?
Aye.
Supervisor Skolitsky?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion is approved. Thank you.
Thank you.
7, 8, 9. Number 10. Number 10 is a conditional use permit, Roland and Bonnie Lou Danko of Wheatland, 3710 392nd Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Owner, Tim Wickman, U.S. Cellular by Falk and Foster Real Estate by Tim Wickman, 122 Locust Lodge Avenue, Council Bluffs, Iowa, 51503. Agent. Requesting a conditional use permit for the placement of additional antennas and equipment in the M3 Mineral Extraction District on tax parcel number 95-4-219-292-0200, located in the northwest one quarter of section 29 in the town of Wheatland. Thank you. Please come forward and state your name and address for the record.
Todd Anderson. 1064-W1283, Daylily Court, Menominee Falls, Wisconsin, 53051.
And please state why you're here tonight.
For the approval for U.S. Cellular to do the modifications.
State what you were here for tonight.
Well, for U.S. Cellular's approval.
Yes.
Or to start the process for their 10 upgrades on the site.
Okay. Do I have any questions from the committee? Supervisor Skolitsky?
Todd Anderson.
Yes, we tabled all the other ones just at the beginning of the meeting.
The other one that was with We Energy. So.
Okay. These mics aren't very great.
Didn't know anything about
it's all
that.
Good. Okay.
First, it just.
Any other questions from the committee? Anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Anyone against? Andy from the town?
The Wheatland Town Board met on this item March 27th, 2013, and the matter was approved.
As written.
I have a first by Supervisor Skolinski.
Second.
And a second by Supervisor
Decker.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. The conditions have been approved. Oh. I'm so used to Bianca getting up and walking over there. I'm so used to gloves.
It's not me tonight.
She's tired.
Thank you.
Can I get a copy of that? We will be mailing a copy. All right. To Iowa address or?
It'd be the address on the application, unless that should be different. We can mail it somewhere else. That would be where we should go.
That should be fine. Any chance of getting a soft copy? Just one of those things they want to see.
Okay, we can do that. All right. Do we have an email for somebody then?
Yeah, I talked to Mike earlier. He has my email, or else I can give somebody an email.
That was when you talked to Mark in our office?
Yes.
Right. So if he has that, then we'll inform him to email it to you.
All right, great.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Thank you very much.
Number 11 is a rezoning, David J. White of Summers, 1505 Harvard Court Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87106. Owner, Brad Kevick, 4310 Conifer Court, Union Grove, Wisconsin, 53182. Agent, requests a rezoning from B2 Community Business District to M1 Limited Manufacturing District on tax parcel number 80-4-222-292-0201 in the northwest one quarter of Section 29, Town of Summers. Is there someone here for this petition? Please state your name and address for the record and tell us why you're here.
Fred Kubik, 7645 128th Avenue. I'm trying to get the zoning changed for the address on the thing. I don't remember it.
Okay, Andy?
Maybe you can just explain a little bit exactly what you're all looking at doing there with the property, purchasing the property, renting the property, and what's going to take place.
I'm looking at, I currently have a accepted offer to purchase contingent upon zoning change. What I plan on doing there is moving my business to there, which is agri manufacturer. Diesel injection pumps, injectors, and turbochargers. I don't do the installation. It's just primarily they bring a part in to me and I work on it. And what's involved in that is, it's all benchtop work, and I would use sandblasters, wire wheels, parts washers. Ed said you guys were... I'd like to know what chemicals would be used, and I would use, soap and water, obviously, but mineral spirits and diesel fuel would be the only other chemicals that I would use. There's kept in less than 55 gallons of each at a time, and are kept in flammable liquids cabinets and 55-gallon drums. Other than that, there's really not a whole lot more that I would be doing there. So.
you be doing any improvements to the property, and will you be doing any activity outside?
There is quite a bit of improvement that I'd like to be doing there. I mean, obviously, it's kind of a ugly, dated building. As far as work outside, no. Most of what I do is, it can't be exposed to the humidity in here, so the building would have to be closed at all times with climate control throughout the building.
Do you have any intention of storing anything outside, any materials, chemicals, or supplies?
No. As I said, everything I deal with really is sensitive to the elements, so I couldn't keep it outside or it would be ruined. So I would have no reason to be storing junk essentially outside.
Questions from the committee? Supervisor Skolitsky?
Is your last name Mr. Bennett?
Yes.
I'm sorry, we can't hear real well. It's not you, it's me.
Okay.
I live in that area. I'm very familiar with the building. I'm very excited to see that actually you're interested in buying a permanent tenant and hopefully turn this into a very successful business. My concern is it's also, we're very close to residents right along that area. So we have to be somewhat sensitive to that. I was glad to hear that you said most of your activity would be limited to the inside. Have you been on the property lately? Is there any cleanup or I thought I saw some old drums and things, but I'm not sure.
I was only on there when there was snow on the ground, but there was nothing real, real major.
And in regards to improvements in the building, is it going to be limited to HVAC, or are you talking about substantial other changes that would be required in order to meet your needs from a business perspective?
Internally, I'd have to run power throughout it, build out some rooms for work areas. I'd like to refinish the floor in there because if you've ever been in it, it's the finish on it's terrible. And externally, I'd like to fix up the look of it so it doesn't look so dumpy when customers come there. So,
maybe it's just curiosity.
Why do you want to move from your current location to this one?
I've grown out of where I'm at. It's twice the drive, and I don't want to pay rent anymore, so I need to buy my own building.
Do you live in Cherry then already?
Bristol.
Bristol?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So
Well, my shop is in Union Grove, but I live in Bristol. I live in Bristol.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Decker.
What is your plan for disposing of any solvents or anything like that, any waste products?
I have a friend that uses it in his waste oil furnace to heat his shop, so he just comes and picks it up whenever I tell him it's full. He takes it over to his place and dumps it in his tank.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisor Underhill?
Any improvements to the ventilation systems? For your employees or yourself?
I may have to change how it's configured just because I want to change the rooms. But other than that, as long as the air conditioning works, which I was told it does, but I haven't seen that. So other than that, nothing really. Other than, like I said, rerouting it maybe to different rooms.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee? Okay, anyone to speak in favor of this petition? Anyone in favor? Anyone against this petition? Please come forward, state your name and address for the record.
My name is Harold Thurber, 9730 Burlington Road, Kenosha. My property is within 300 feet of this proposed M1. Last night at the Summers town meeting, Attorney Davidson and Ben Harbach, elect town chairman. They wanted to give you a letter stating, I'm sorry you don't have it, I talked to Andy, he's not aware of it. They said that they wanted to make a letter stating that because of that building, and there's been problems there before, and I'm not going into that, it has nothing to do with this gentleman, but they wanted it if he would possibly close this shop. They wanted it reverted back to its previous zoning of B1, because this building, as his plan states, he's going to have two employees. I don't think that's a big problem. But what I really worry about is if he sells it as M1, and then that'll really open the door. And this is a building that was built in the 1930s when Highway S, or 142, whatever you want to call it, at that time was a very narrow little road. Now this road is wider, and they're talking about a four-lane highway on Highway S eventually. I think you're going to have a real problem there. I really do. And again, I'm not against the zoning change. I think it'd be great that somebody's in there doing something legally. Mm-hmm. It would be great. But understand that you're supposed to be getting a letter with the reservations that the town board had, especially the attorney and Ben Harbach. So I'm sorry you don't have the letter. I was told you were going to get one. I really can't say too much more about it, but that's my opinion. And like I said, you're going to be getting a letter, supposedly.
Andy, did you receive anything?
We did not receive anything. We have the minutes from the meeting as supplied to us from the town, and the only discussion that I can state here from what it says is Chairman Loomis asked for staff recommendation. Mr. Morris responded by explaining that the M1 rezone requested by the county was in planning for long-term property owner occupying the building. Staff will work with Mr. Kievich to make sure he is a compliment and not a detriment to the neighborhood.
Supervisor Skolitsky, did you have something?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Are you immediately east or to the
I'm east north? Of it. Yeah. My property is in within 300 feet of this building.
Yeah.
I
just
heard that. So
yeah, I'm aware of where you live, yeah.
I share your concern, certainly, that I've been zoned differently. So on the other hand, I also share your enthusiasm that getting a permanent resident from the occupants that is trying to make something up that is basically a positive thing, provided the media doesn't get out of hand.
I didn't realize
that, but is it from a standpoint of more what might happen in the future?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Or what currently we're talking about?
I have no problem with his business plan whatsoever, as he has stated it.
Yep.
I have no problem. I'm just worried about if for some reason he has to leave. And that is a permanent M1. And that's why Mr. Harbach and Mr. Davison, the town attorney, they said they were going to craft up a letter and send it to, I'm assuming, to Andy with their problem with it. And the vote wasn't unanimous. It was 3-1. One person voted no. So there are things we worry about there. Because in the past, I mean, my goodness, they were painting cars in there, changing transmissions, they, you know, and that zoning didn't cover it. And then they were selling used cars out front.
Yeah, I think part of it has to do with the absentee.
Yeah, definitely, somebody in Albuquerque.
Those things that you just said are legal if they have a CUP. They're not under an amendment, correct?
Thank you.
Supervisor Decker.
I have a question for Mr. Bueller. The gentleman stated that it was a used car lot before and a auto body painting shop before. Is that correct?
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, no. Is it correct under a B2 that it's allowed to do those things with a CUP, but under an M1 that would not be allowed?
Well, the previous uses of the property were in violation. Everything that was done out there was not done with a conditional use permit, which was needed. From a standpoint of that activity occurring in the future, that would also require a conditional use permit, even with the existing or the proposed M1 zoning.
So it's not an issue of the zoning in the past, it was an issue of not getting a conditional use permit.
Correct, and the fact that the previous uses were being conducted without any approvals at the town or the county level.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the committee?
Well, Chairwoman?
Yes.
Your plans long term?
Given the nature of the business, I really can't probably grow much more than 2 employees. I'd say if I can, you know, get 25 years out of doing what I'm doing as it is. Actually, the industry I'm in is kind of dying because it's all becoming, you know, you buy it in a box and
disposable.
Yeah, it's, whereas I've kind of specialized in the older stuff, but that, I mean, I see that will eventually die out, but I think I could, you know, there's no reason I shouldn't be able to do it for another 20, 25 years.
Citizens that will be
neighbors as well as business partners with the community.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Andy from the town.
The town board met on this matter on April 9th, 2013. The matter carried on a 3-1 vote.
Committee? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to approve the rezoning from B2 to M1.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Underhill. Any other questions? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. It's been approved. Thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thanks for coming out.
I don't believe the zoning was the issue on that. It was.
Number 12 is review and possible approval of revised planning and development fee schedule. Has everyone had a chance to look at the fee schedule?
What schedule?
The fee schedule.
I make a motion to approve the revised fee schedule.
I have a first by Supervisor Decker to approve the schedule and a second by Supervisor Dodge. Any questions? Youth and Governance?
Colin.
Aye.
Committee, how do you vote?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. It was first by Supervisor Decker and a second by Supervisor Dodge.
He seconded.
Fee schedule has been approved. We do not have a certified survey tonight. Approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes.
All three sets.
Second.
I have a first by Supervisor Underhill and a second by Supervisor Decker to approve all three sets of minutes. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Minutes are approved. Citizen comments? citizens and comments.
Can I make a comment? These mics are not effective.
What?
These mics are not effective.
No.
Really?
Wait, let me speak louder. These mics are not effective.
This is as bad as the
I like the ones with tape.
Chamber. It might be a
yeah.
I can't hear it.
So,
oh, good. I'm glad it's not just us.
I feel bad. They look expensive.
They were expensive.
Okay. So, any recommendations on what I should say to the IT department?
IT. Second.
Just suggest that they take a look at the speakers and see if those also need to be replaced.
The IT department just redid this entire.
What?
They need a Molinaro.
Can't be more than the things I can't hear.
Okay.
Any other business allowed by law?
Oh, wait, no, there was a motion. I seconded it. He made a motion for you to send a stern
letter.
I can't make an.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I agree that
we have a consensus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Can't hear you, Colin.
Yes.
Okay. There's a consensus for me to send a stern letter to the IT. Andy, any other business allowed by law?
I just want to inform the committee at the next meeting we have two new items, and of course we had the items today that were tabled that will be heard at next month hopefully, and then like I said, two new items.
Thank you. Number 17.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
First by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Underhill. Youth and Governance.
Aye. Aye.
Committee.
Aye.
Chair votes aye.
Yeah.
We are adjourned.
We energize.